the world. Let's pretend it's not the end of the world. Let's spend the dollars you've been saving on a Mercedes Benz. Not the end of the world.
Hey, good morning. It's Neera. It is hump day.
Let's do it then.
I thought I meant like just the middle
Don't
of the week.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
You won't believe who Meghan Markle is now feuding with.
No.
I mean, okay, I was intrigued.
Okay.
625 in the biz.
We love some Meghan Markle drama.
I know. I
mean, she does it to herself.
We're just messaging it.
We always get so much hate mail when we talk about it. We don't do it. She's doing it.
Got one hate mail.
That's enough for me.
One.
No, that's more it. Than one. I only showed you one. Good morning. I'm Holly. 6 o'clock. Here's Sabrina Carpenter.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, mother.
Holly and Neera.
Vancouver's number one hit music station, 94.5 Virgin Radio.
I've spent so long trying to make right all my wrongs, but I miss being stoned, cause it will make this easy. If I give myself an inch, hell, I might take the mile. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses, but she caught me in my lowest. The hardest part of getting clean are all the damn apologies. Paying tolls on bridges that I'm fine. I've been afraid of growing up, cause yeah, I would mean to sober up. But stoning drunk don't mix with loving her. I'd rather that she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. Philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work. I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust, but stone and rock don't mix with loving her. Does that make me
Hey, good morning. It's Holly and Neera. What's been your most recent report junk moment?
Oh, no.
The latest report junk got me.
Oh, God.
It got me so good. I'll talk about it next.
Thank you.
been your most recent report junk moment? I got one. This one actually got me. You know when you get random emails? I'm sorry, actually they're not. They're random text messages from numbers you don't know.
Uh-huh.
And so it just comes up as like user unknown or whatever it is. And then it's just a random message that comes to you.
Uh-huh.
And then right away underneath is like report junk. Because you might not know this person. Do you not get these?
I don't ever open them. I just slide right and delete.
Okay, so my most recent report junk moment, quote, I miss making memories with you.
Oh my God. Wow.
And I was like, who are you? Where is this coming from? And this one might have really hooked people. Like, I'd be like, oh.
I can't believe you didn't give them all your bank info. That's actually... It's gonna happen.
Listen, I know this person's not real.
Do you?
I get a lot of these report junk emails.
Yeah.
They're not emails, sorry.
You're
text
the
messages.
Perfect person to get them. Keep sending them. If you're listening, get her.
I get.
She's perfect.
I get so many of them.
Yeah.
I'm constantly getting these report junk messages, the texts. And I know, like, okay, I find the messages very funny because it's like, oh, so let me know. Are we gonna hang out at the park today?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, huh? What? Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Cause sometimes I think, oh, is it like a new mom from the school?
Oh my God.
You know, that wants to have a play date or something? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, it doesn't seem right. I report junk, obviously. But this one, if someone sent you a message saying, I miss making new memories with you, It got me. I didn't do anything. I did not respond. Don't worry. But I was just wondering, do you ever have some that get you?
The last one I got was, I miss you.
Right?
I miss you.
Yeah.
I was like, totally, man. Totally. I never think twice about them, though. Oh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I never think, oh, maybe this is a real person. Ever. Not ever, 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 ever.
Okay, so you
ever.
Know it is...
I know.
Generated.
And you know how I know it's all lowercase. It's always lowercase.
Okay, okay.
I miss you.
And
lowercase I miss you? That's weird.
Who are these people though?
Scammers. Trying to get your money.
But how? Like what is this?
There's programs, there's computer programs, and lots of the numbers will look like yours. Have
yes,
you noticed that?
Yes, they all start
You're like,
with,
oh my God, I must know them because they have a number similar to mine.
Yeah, or it just confuses my brain. You feel a sense of connection.
Yes.
Because
they must be local.
Oh, okay.
Oh, 604.
Why is it starting? And then the first three digits are my digits.
Yes.
Like, I don't
understand. That's on purpose.
Weird.
They're getting very smart. It used to be like I got a call yesterday from, I don't even know where it was, Peru. I'm like, okay, as if. Like, there's no chance anyone I know is in Peru trying to call me ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I never pick up any of those. The numbers are always crazy. But the text messages, they get you close to home.
There's a lot of stories like you hear on the news and you wonder, you're like, oh, how did that person fall for that?
Yeah.
Like the woman who thought she was talking to George Clooney for 2 years.
Yeah. 2 years.
Yeah. She was like, I was having conversations with George Clooney, who's calling me, and she sent him like 60 grand.
Why would he need money?
Exactly. That's what everybody said. Exactly. But she thought she was talking to George Clooney for 2 years.
Yeah.
But she was an elder woman.
Yeah.
And
elderly?
Yeah, elderly woman.
Yes.
But I don't know if she was that elderly.
Right.
But like she was elder. She was my elder.
Okay.
But I was wondering, like, how do you fall for that?
Yeah.
But maybe loneliness, and if
you
start getting messages like these, and you're not getting bothered by any other stuff.
The one that got me was that one that was going around a while ago about the kidnapping.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like, we have your kid.
Yes.
We have your kid.
Yeah.
Send us money or we're going to off them or something horrible.
That was so
I don't know. In that moment, like, how do you, you're like, hold on, I'm going to Google the number.
I know.
You would assume, like, chances are your child has not been kidnapped, knock on wood. You know what I mean? Yeah. That doesn't happen really often. Like, odds are, like, it's like the George Clooney thing. A good chance it's not George Clooney. Good chance they don't have your kid. But what if the one chance you're like,
the kidnapper,
screw you, junk, and they have your kid?
The kidnapper one would get me a bit more than, I'm George Clooney.
Okay, if the thieves are listening, hit her with the kidnapping.
If I'm a kidnapper, hi, I'm a kidnapper versus hi, I'm George Clooney.
What if it was hi, I'm George Clooney and I've kidnapped your kid? Send the money.
Great movie.
Holly and Mira.
Welcome to Nissan's Road Trip 101. Step 1. Choose the Nissan Sentra. 2. Enjoy your fave playlist with Apple CarPlay. 3. Head somewhere that doesn't have...
mosquitoes.
During Nissan's Decide and Drive event, lease the Sentra S-Plus from only $279 a month for 60 months, including a $1,500 bonus or the equivalent in an accessory credit or 3 years of prepaid maintenance. Until June 2nd, on approved credit, value of $25,755, $2,649 down. Conditions apply. Details at Nissan.
This May, iHeartRadio celebrates Asian Heritage Month. Discover powerful stories, vibrant cultures, and unforgettable music. From inspiring podcasts to playlists that span East, South, Southeast, and West Asian artists, we're honoring the voices shaping our world. Listen now on the free iHeartRadio app.
Baby, let me see you.
And at iHeartRadio.ca.
Crave is your destination for the summer's hottest reality series. Love Island USA is back. And so is host and fan favorite Ariana Maddox.
Safe to say this season's looking pretty good.
Don't miss the cultural phenomenon critics call must-see TV. Love Island USA. The new season streams June 3rd. On Crave. Proudly Canadian.
Walmart has thousands of made-in-Canada items all at everyday low prices. Like a 5-pound bag of your Fresh Market potatoes for only $4.97 each. Shop more low prices on items made in Canada today at Walmart.
Thinking of ways to help your kids get ahead in life? Invest in their future with Atlin at Clayton Crest. Modern pre-sale condos in West Clayton from just $299,990. With the future SkyTrain station steps away and Simon Fraser University and UBC Surrey just 15 minutes from home, you'll be giving them a head start where it counts. They're growing up fast, and this is your chance to help them take their first step into the market. Secure their future today. Visit atlincondos.ca to register now.
Legend has foretold of a smoothie so delicious and refreshing that it could quench the thirst of a fire-breathing dragon.
But it's also a great pick-me-up after a workout. The new Dragon Slaya Smoothie from Booster Juice, a legendary blend of dragon fruit and mangoes destined to be your next obsession. Try it today along with the new Dragon Booster Ball and the Pink Dragon Booster Mixer.
Three epic menu items to conquer your cravings. Booster Juice, Canadian-born, blending since 1999.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought, I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes because Australia is just one sleep away. And guess what? It's on sale. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure where you can snorkel with turtles in the Great Barrier Reef, catch epic sunsets in the outback, and soak in the views of Sydney Harbour. You're one sleep away from saying g'day to kangaroos, koalas, and jaw-dropping views. Nice. It's time to save on flights to Australia. Conditions apply. Air Canada. Nice travels.
For the first time in MasterChef history, home chefs partner up.
That can get a little complicated.
Let's see who's the best.
Delicious. Perfect.
Well done.
MasterChef, Dynamic Duos, all new tonight at 8 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Our son attended great public schools. He had amazing teachers, but he just never felt comfortable, and he struggled. That's when a counselor suggested Purpose Secondary, and what a change. Now he actually looks forward to going to school.
With small class sizes and a supportive, caring learning environment, Purpose Secondary ensures students feel physically and emotionally safe to help them succeed. Purpose Secondary is independent with no tuition fees, but space fills up fast. To find out how to book a tour or register, visit PurposeSecondary.org.
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
Hell yes!
Spence will not be raising its prices.
I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Woo!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Calling all Costco members in the Lower Mainland, Fraser Valley, and Vancouver Island. Your local Costco warehouse has exclusive member offers available now. Not a member? Visit your local Costco or Costco.ca for a special sign-up offer. Shop smart. Shop Costco.
Hi, I'm present-day Linda, formerly the future Linda that was going to Arizona. But when past Linda decided she wanted to stay local, she used Envision Financial's preferred member exchange rate to convert her U.S. dollars to Canadian, which is great, because now I'm fishing in Linda Lake, B.C.
Visit the Envision Financial website for details on our preferred member exchange rate. Future you will thank you. Terms and conditions apply. Available to members of First West Credit Union.
Nestor's Market. This week, check out hot flyer deals like fresh chicken breast, just $5.99 per pound. On now at Nestor's Market, where the local shop. Traffic is clear. Traffic brought to you by Lotomax. Lotomax has draws on Tuesday and Friday by in-store or online. Dream to the max with Lotomax, 19 plus to play. Vancouver weather today is nothing but sun with a high of 29 degrees and 24 by the water. Right now it's 13. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
Hard to believe 2 days ago at this time, it was overcast, raining, and really cold.
Mm-hmm.
And today, May 28th, is going to be the hottest day of the year so far.
A one-day heat wave. What?
It's getting hot.
Okay.
One day heat wave.
Tomorrow's today. Like normal and rainy and like 19.
Up to 30 degrees today inland, and of all the days, I said yes to playing pickleball with my friend outside today.
Amazing.
In the afternoon.
Why are you complaining? It's going to be so nice.
You know I don't like
wear
heat.
Your little visor and calm down.
My visor.
Drink water. Enjoy the sun.
Fine.
Vitamin D.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees, but you don't say thank you. Oh, please, I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul, so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
Duh.
Nira, you won't believe who Meghan Markle is now feuding with.
Mm.
So random. Okay. So strange. Kind of creepy. Next in the biz.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my. I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down to a dead and buried.
Feuding with. That is today's top biz story. There's always a story when it comes to Meghan Markle.
I'm going to share some little tips and tricks.
Maybe because of little tips and tricks, maybe. And now, Meghan Markle feuding with the mistress of the dark, the queen of the night, the princess of Halloween, mm-hmm. Elvira.
What?
Yes, Elvira.
Old school. Like old school.
Very old school, very cool.
80s?
Yes, 80s. Very B movie. You know, she hosted that show where it was all about like horror and sci-fi movies, like B level.
I'll be honest, I don't think I ever saw Elvira. I just know her because it was like a popular Halloween costume.
Okay, and she was really cool.
Was she?
Yeah, like she started the whole Elvira kind of character,
yeah,
in some comedy festival.
Yes.
And it took off.
Like, it's people, like a stage show, right?
Yeah. And then she got her own show
mm-hmm.
from that. And mm. then just, and got her own movie.
And it's like a cult, it's like a pop culture cult
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, okay. yeah, yeah. She's like a pop culture icon. Okay, Elvira. Anyways. So I guess what happened was, Meghan Markle was doing an interview and she talked about how back in the pandemic, she botched a hair dye job at home. She was doing a self home thing and how it just went absolutely sideways and horrific. And she said she ended up looking like Elvira.
Hmm.
And Elvira just responded over the weekend, like over these last few days, and was like, listen, honey. Hey, princess, if you ever need some beauty advice, come and talk to the queen. Okay?
Oh, boy.
She was really upset. She's like, don't bring me into your stuff.
Right.
I don't need to be talked about by you.
Yeah.
Who? Just go away. And then calling it a botched dye job. And then I ended up looking like Elvira.
Okay, but have you seen Elvira's hair? It's like a black
jet
mullet.
Black. Jet. She wasn't talking about the hairstyle. She's talking about the color.
Okay, yeah.
The color.
Even that.
It's jet black.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's the color of my hair.
No, I think it's darker than your hair. It's like bluer. It's like blue black.
Okay. Anyways, she can just say it's a botched treatment.
Mm.
But no, now they're going back and forth. Elvira and Meghan Markle.
Oh, God.
It's kind of funny. Deborah Lee Furness officially files for divorce from Hugh Jackman.
Oh, boy. Okay. Just now?
Yeah. It's been 2 years.
Oh, well.
2 years since they announced the breakup.
Mm.
And the official filings just happened. And now they are going to be officially divorced. And it seems as though she is pleased with the spousal support payment and feels secure. There is a $250 million fortune that needs to be split up here. And she's happy with what's happening and content. She's now 69 years old.
All right.
Yeah. So she's going to be nicely settled.
And a baller.
And he's 56. And yeah, it kind of all started when there was the rumors that he could be maybe having a little bit too many flirtations with co-star Sutton Foster on Broadway.
And now they're fully together. So I'd say the rumors were true.
Yeah, but they're having issues now too because of the distance. I don't even know if they're fully together. I mean, they
I just saw them.
They did get together, but now, I mean, they're kind of not sure if they can handle being in a relationship together because they have different, what is it called?
Schedules? I just saw them flirting in the rain in New York City, a tabloid picture. Okay, Mira.
Oh, okay.
They're very happy.
Oh my gosh, that's all it takes for you.
Dancing in the rain, these two. Singing in the rain.
Bringing Broadway to life. And rumors are that Jimmy Kimmel may be retiring from his show.
No!
Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
It's been since 2003.
Wow.
22 years.
That's
and
impressive.
He's like, and he's been doing lots of events like the Oscars and he's kept busy, but he feels like he needs to take some space now. He needs some rest.
It's weird to think that Jimmy Kimmel has young kids, but he does.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Young kids,
yeah.
wife.
Yeah. He loves to travel. Yeah. He loves to cook. He loves Italy.
And he also was very honest about how much pressure it is when he says yes to hosting the Oscars.
How about?
And how that completely consumes every part of him to the point where he doesn't pay attention to his show. And then that really annoys him because all the focus goes to hosting the Oscars, but he wants the show to be his number one focus.
I think doing like a daily show, like a TV show of that size every single night, the Jimmy Kimmel show, that'd be huge.
Absolutely.
Exhausting.
And he wants a break, but you know, I mean, he's one of the good ones.
Totally.
You know, I'm Nira and that's The Biz brought to you by Applewood Auto Group. Freeway Mazda is now Applewood Mazda Surrey. Same great people now with even more to offer. It's all good at Applewood.
Wake up. I'm waking up with
Holly and Nira.
Virgin Radio.
Every morning.
Like a moth to a flame, I'll pull you in, I'll pull you back to what you need initially. It's just one call away, and you'll leave him yours, loyal to me, but this time I'll let you be. He seems like he's good for you, and he makes you feel like you should, and all your friends say he's the one, his love for you is true, but does he know you call?
Canadian.
I am Canadian.
Good.
I'm proud to be Canadian.
But let's find out if you can speak Canadian.
Eh?
Eh?
Sorry?
I have no idea why, because it's not even near Canada Day, but this list of words / slang that only Canadians say has gone viral. And I thought it'd be fun to go through them and see if you can speak Canadian. What generation Canadian are you, Nira?
First.
Congratulations.
I'm first generation.
Welcome to our beautiful country.
Well, I was born here.
Welcome so. To it. Right, you're first gen.
I'm first gen.
I think my family tree goes back, I think I'm eighth or ninth generation Canadian.
Whoa.
I am Canadian.
Holy smokes, you've been here for a while.
Yeah. Like early 1800s our family tree goes back to.
Whoa.
Isn't that wild? Holy we are God. Very Canadian.
Right.
Okay. So let's find out if you can speak Canadian. Okay, so there are some classics. A is up there. You know, A. Yeah, yeah. Double double.
You know Tim Hortons?
Good.
The double double.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what a 2-4 is? These are things only Canadians say and know. This is just like some glossary terms.
A 2-4?
A 2-4.
Does that have to do with lumber?
No, but you're adorable. I'll take a 2-4 of lumber.
Like two a 2x4, I was thinking.
No. A 2-4 is a 24 pack of beer.
A 2-4?
Yeah, and only Canadians say that.
I don't think I've ever said a 2-4.
Really?
No.
Okay, what about a Mickey?
Yeah, yeah. For alcohol.
Yeah, small bottle of beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Mickey,
yeah.
Mickey,
Mickey.
Okay.
Mickey, Mickey.
That's only Canadian. Like, if you go to America, you're like, I'll take a Mickey of vodka. They'll just punch you. They don't even know what you're saying.
A Mickey?
Yeah.
That's only a Canadian term?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about a knapsack?
Yeah, it's like a little backpack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only Canadians say knapsack.
Knapsack.
How about ginch?
Underwear.
Good. Gaunch?
Also underwear.
Good. Only Canadians say ginch and gaunch, apparently.
Did you ever wear ginch gaunch, actually? It was like
ginch
a brand.
Ginch gaunch. Yeah, let me guess. Were they Canadian?
Yeah, ginch gaunch.
What about kerfuffle?
Like having a little argument, a little fight, a little contretemps.
Yes. I did not know kerfuffle was a Canadian word. That's a Canadian thing.
No idea.
Okay. A newfie. Come on, we know this.
And from Newfoundland.
Good. A toque. Come on.
Yeah, a toque.
Okay, but...
A beanie. Like, what do they call...
Yeah,
what
Americans call them beanies.
Okay.
Other places in England would be like, I'll put on my wool hat.
Oh.
It's a toque.
Yeah, yeah. I say toque all the time,
toque.
Obviously.
Very Canadian. Did you know... This blew my mind. This term is a Canadian term, and I'm so proud.
Mm.
Pre-drinking. What?
Come on.
No, I did not know that we... Yes, Canada. Pre-drinking is a Canadian thing.
Pre-drinking?
Yes. You like want to come over before we go out?
Pre-drink?
Yes.
No, come on.
Canadian
All
thing.
All right, fine, I'll take it, but okay.
Okay, how about this? You got to hang a Larry.
Hang a Larry?
Yeah.
Hang a Larry.
Yeah.
Is that a left?
Yes, good. That's a Canadian term. That is so Canadian.
Taking a left?
Hey, yeah, hang a Larry, eh?
Okay.
Okay, how about hang a Roger?
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, this one I have never heard this term in my life, and I'm very, very, very Canadian. I'm curious if you have a bunny hug. Have you ever heard, do you know what a bunny hug is?
A bunny hug?
A bunny hug.
No.
It's a hooded sweatshirt.
What? A hoodie?
Yes. A bunny hug.
No, I've never called a hoodie a bunny hug.
Me neither.
No. I'm
okay,
to
and
that
this
out.
One, I think I've heard a rat, no, a rink rat. A rink rat.
A rink rat.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey?
Yeah.
Like someone who's in hockey? Or it's always watching hockey?
It's always in the rink.
A rink rat. Okay.
She's a rink rat.
All right. Hawaiian pizza isn't anywhere on this?
Let me look. Nope.
Because we came up with a Hawaiian pizza.
I know we did. And ketchup chips.
Yeah.
And all dressed.
Oh, I don't know about all dressed, but I know about ketchup and Hawaiian chips.
Hawaiian chips.
I mean,
that's very Canadian.
Holly and Neera.
Virgin Radio's Beat on the Street. Catch the Vancouver Bandits basketball team at the Langley Event Center this summer for another electrifying CEBL season. Enjoy amazing ticket deals and special celebration games. Get your tickets now at thebandits.ca. One of Canada's most iconic pop and R&B artists, Sean Desmond, is bringing the Back to Life Tour to the Orpheum Theatre on Saturday, November 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. I'm Neera Arora, and that's Virgin Radio's Beat on the Street. More info at 94.5virginradio.ca.
Shake that thing, Miss Canna Canna.
Hey, I'm Ruby Carr, host of the podcast Encore. This week is the story behind Sean Paul's Get Busy. You know the song that gives you the feeling of the best basement party you've ever been to?
I have kids out there to feel like, yo, I've been to that party, I've been there, that's me.
Did you know that the video was shot in suburban Ontario? They specifically wanted the vibes of a hot party in the cold Canadian winter. It's the story behind Sean Paul's Get Busy this week on Encore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to keep your home cool and comfortable this summer? Enter to win a free heat pump, a high-efficiency cooling system from Pro Ace Heating and Air Conditioning. Hey, it's Neera Arora. Just go to acecare.ca and you could win a free heat pump expertly installed by Pro Ace. Plus, you could also save money on your energy bills. Pro Ace Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Canadian families since 1995. Just go to acecare.ca now for your chance to win a free heat pump, a major upgrade to your home comfort. That's acecare.ca.
Toilet training tips aren't just for kids.
Oh, how long are you gonna be? It's been 45 minutes already. I've got to go.
Just a second. No.
You died.
Adult toilet training tips. Never start a boss battle on the toilet. And never flush wipes. Wipes clog pipes. Even if they say flushable, wipes go in the garbage. Neverflushwipes.ca.
Remember as a kid, growing pains were never fun. Well, here in Surrey, one of BC's fastest growing cities, we've got our own type of growing pain. Funding for local schools isn't keeping up with what kids need, and classrooms don't have enough supports for every student. Tell the BC government to fix that at SurreyStudentsDeserveBetter.ca, because underfunded schools are one growing pain our kids shouldn't have to live with. A message from Surrey teachers, parents, and QP education workers.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
I think we have a problem.
I know. I heard it too.
I think everybody has. We really need to put a stop to this.
Agreed. The team shouldn't make jokes about Sarah. I'll go talk to them right now.
And I'll try and figure out what's going on with all these alarms.
A great manager looks out for more than just physical dangers. Visit WorkSafeBC.com and learn how to protect your workers from psychological harm in the workplace.
This Saturday, it's Condo Day. One day only, hundreds of people come together to buy on the same day, and that bulk power unlocks deals you can't get on your own. At Belvedere in Surrey, that means 25% off brand new, move-in ready concrete condos, steps from transit, shops, and parks, just $721 a square foot right beside the new UBC campus. This Saturday, May 31st, bring your $1,000 bank draft, be part of the group, buy smart, buy together. Register now at condoday.ca.
Delicious news. The McDonald's meals you love are now starting at $9.99 every day. Grab your faves like the McChicken, Big Mac, six-piece McNuggets, or Filet-O-Fish with medium fries and a medium fountain drink starting at $9.99 each plus tax. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Four generations, one epic battle. Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, or boomers. Who's gonna win it all?
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new tonight at 10 on CTV. Stream tomorrow on Crave.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Woo!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
A star-studded field of golfers.
Rory McIlroy on fire.
Led by our nation's best.
Oh, Canada!
Contend for the Canadian crown.
Oh, my goodness!
The RBC Canadian Open, June 5th to the 8th on TSN and TSN Plus.
Ours is not an individual game. It's something we've built together. We battle as one. Rally as one.
Drops to Hughes. Across, they score!
And believe as one. Because when we stand behind this crest, we don't do it alone. We do it all together.
Canucks break up Hutz. Back for Garland. Sure!
Join now at Canucks.com/membership.
Exceptional quality, exceptional price. Save $10 on 750-milliliter bottle of Don Julio Reposado until June 1st. Enjoy responsibly, 19+. Traffic is clear. Vancouver weather today is nothing but sun with a high of 29 degrees and 24 by the water. Right now it's 13. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
Okay, do you have the one test?
The one test.
When you're in dating world or thinking about a potential partner, do you have the one test? There's one that's going viral. Next.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the gosh unreal. I don't want to call it off, but you don't want to call it love. You only want to be the one that I call baby. Because I'm the poison boss. Sure, I'm not a shadow to stop the feeling. You can change just the way you are. Make an excuse the stupid reason. Go home where you are. Well, go home where you are. You know, just stop the world. Just to stop the feeling. Go home where you are. Well, go home where you are. Yeah, just stop the world. Just to stop the feeling. Who cares? It's just sad.
The one test, as in when you're in a relationship, potential relationship, dating world, maybe talking to someone, do you have the one test? Because there's the one test that's actually going viral is this woman that went online and says that she knows what her the one test is.
Okay.
If you go on a date with her, you hung out with her, and then you text her later and say to her or text to her, did you get home safe? Are you home?
Mm.
Then that is definitely passing the one test.
Okay.
She says it's very different, and do not get it twisted from text me when you get home.
Right.
She goes, text me when you get home is just going through the motions when you're with someone. You've like ended the date and they're like, okay, bye. Yeah. Text me when you get home.
Right.
And she's like, do I ever even end up texting anyone? Do they ever end up checking up on me? Hardly ever. She goes, but if you end up texting someone later and saying, did you get home safe? Are you home? And want the confirmation that you're safe and at home, mm-hmm. then that is a pass of the one test.
That's pretty cute.
Isn't it?
It's actually very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, I'm trying to think. Back to dating. No, I don't think this was not really a thing.
No, wasn't for me either.
No.
Mine was call me when you get home.
Yeah.
It was a give me a call when you get home, but yeah. That was kind of strange. Because you're like, hi, yeah. I'm home.
Yeah.
And they're not even answering.
Right. Kind of, hello. How's it going?
Yeah.
I do this now for like girlfriends. Like you and I do this for each other when we go out where I was like, hey, call me. Are you even or in our Ubers separately, you and I were like, hey, are you good? You feel safe? You good?
Do you check in on the person that you're with if they don't text you and say, did you get home?
Yes. But the problem is if I've been drinking.
Pass out.
Yes. I sometimes completely pass out. The next day I'm like, oh my God.
Did you get home?
Are you alive?
Thank you.
Yes.
I've been wondering that myself.
Yeah.
So many people, I'm like, text me when you get home.
Yeah.
And then I come home and I pass out.
Yeah.
Also, or they stay out a little bit later and I'm like, text me when you get home.
Yeah.
And then in the mornings I'm like, oh shoot.
Yeah.
Did you get home?
Yeah.
Cause then they forgot too. So what is the system?
No. I mean, I think it is the thought that counts for sure. But I mean, you're not waking up if you didn't hear from me and like calling the cops. You're like going to check with me first, right?
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
Are you alone? Are we in a foreign country?
Right.
Are we traveling together? Like, where are we?
Right.
No,
just check with me first. You don't know.
Holly and Neera.
Anxiety, keep on trying me. I feel it quietly, trying to silence me. Yeah, my anxiety, can't shake it off of me. Somebody's watching me, and my anxiety, juggler, natural hustler, think I need a smuggler up in Russia, you could be my butler, shine my cutler, shout out to Oyenda, that's the guzzler, okay, next thing, my life is a call it a sex scene, the bag is a nice tease, I tried to escape, my life is an x-ray, I'm sorry, a sex tape, you only get one take, quiet on the set, please, rolling anxiety, in 3, 2, keeps on trying me.
This week's Smart Buys at Price Smart Foods, broccoli crown, just $1.49 per pound. Come visit the new King's Crossing store. It's now open, Price Smart Foods. At the Granville Street Bridge, there is construction. Granville Street is closed. Traffic is diverted to Howe and Seymour ramps. Vancouver weather today is sunny with a high of 29 degrees and 24 by the water. Right now it's 13. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
CFBT, Vancouver, an iHeart Radio station. Vancouver.